First thing you may have noticed, Richard gave me a call last night. Yeah, he was pinged on the COVID app when he was at the Albert Hall, so he's isolating or doing whatever the procedure is. So we'll be singing with the CDs this morning when we do get to that part of it. But also to mention, I think a significant proportion of us have had birthdays recently. So I think we're going to do a combined birthday for Edna, Mark, my brother Brian, and Denise. So we're going to try that unaccompanied, because I didn't manage to get that downloaded into the PowerPoint this morning. So if you're ready, and we'll do happy birthday to you all, yeah, rather than try to ram four names into it. So, happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you all. Happy birthday to you. And also the one other item of notice to say, a reminder that next week, Laura Cleverly from the Alzheimer's Society is going to be joining us to share within the service how our building and fellowship can be more dementia friendly, and to explain a bit more about what a dementia calf and the singing for the brain sessions all about. And we're going to attempt for the rest of the worship to also be dementia friendly. So let us take a moment of silence as we come before God in prayer. We will bless the Lord at all times. God's praise shall continually be on our lips. O magnify the Lord with me, let us exalt God's name together. When we seek God, God will answer us and deliver us from all our fears. Look to God with radiance, may we never be ashamed of worshipping God. We continue in prayer. Gathered here, we sense the sacred in this place. May we be awakened again to the mysteries that humble us, the realities that orient us, the beauty that informs us, the fellowship that sustains us, and the creativity that heightens and deepens our living. that we may give ourselves in honesty and openness to the larger life before us. Come, let us put away all things that divide us and love one another, for we are members of one another. Come, let us not be divided from one another by gender, race, colour, or status. Let us put away lies, anger, stealing, and corrupt words. Let us put away bitterness, wrath, clamour, and malice. Come, let us put away uncleanliness, idolatry, and deception, for we are members of one another. Together, let us speak truth. Labour together and do what is good and ever-defying to the Lord. Let us be imitators of God, walk as the children of God, and love as Christ first loved us. Come, let us be the people of God we are called to be, for we are saints, God's chosen people, and members of one another. Watch what God does. God loves us. We would learn a life of such love so we might do as God does. Watch how Christ loves us. Not with caution, but with extravagance, we would practice such lavish love, not noticing what it costs us. Watch how the Spirit loves us, moving in us, breathing love into us. We would live such love for others, keeping company with God. We gather in this place with these people, in these moments, gentle God, because we hope our self-righteous anger might become passionate justice for others. We gather in this place with these people, in these moments, Christ our bread, because we hope our complacency with half-lies might become a hunger for your truth. We gather in this place with these people in these moments, gifting Spirit, because we hope our fumbling, faltering words might be transfigured into good news to others. It's this simple. God loves us, but our inactions grieve God. Our selfishness breaks God's heart. In Christ, God forgives us through and through. So let us confess our failures and our faithlessness, trusting in God's promise to make us new. We break your heart, God, by the respectable lives we lead. Blessed by you with every gift, we practice thrift towards others. Seeking to be good and proper Christians, we overlook you in the company of the poor, the oppressed, those without a voice. We choose to spread gossip about our friends and neighbours when we could speak gently to them. Forgive us for the pain we cause you and other people, grieving God. Help us to make a clean break with those habits which keep us from wholeness. Open us to the movement of your Spirit within us. Feed us with the bread of life so we might have the love and passion to feed the world. It is really that simple. God loves us. Through the Holy Spirit, God works in us, transfiguring our old ways, breathing life and love into us. We receive God's grace so we can offer it to others. We are caressed in God's gentleness so we can hold the broken. We will be quick to forgive, even as God has forgiven us. We gather in this place, with these people in these moments, God, Christ, and Spirit, praying as we have been taught, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. In our verses from Psalm 34, the psalmist begins by praising God and calling the congregation to glorifying God together. The psalmist speaks of how God has answered their prayers when they were suffering and God has delivered those in need. The psalmist then calls upon the listener to taste and see that the Lord is good, to know God's goodness in all our senses, but especially in the food and drink that nourishes us. So we listen for God's word to us from Psalm 34.
From Psalm 34, 1-8. I will extol the Lord at all times. His praise will always be on my lips. I will glory in the Lord. Let the afflicted hear and rejoice. Glorify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. Those who look to him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame. This poor man called, and the Lord heard him. He saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him, and he delivers them. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the one who takes refuge in him. Amen.
Come, praise God. My words shall be blessings to God. Praise shall be always on my lips. God's spirit within me is my only glory. May my fellows know this and share my happiness. Let us offer praise together and lift high God's name. I placed myself before God. I felt God's presence and was consoled and emboldened. Look to God, reflect God's glory, and never act as if God isn't with you. God's spirit within me was in anguish. God drew near and I was liberated and relieved. God's presence surrounds those who acknowledge the divine and supports them. Sense and know that God is good. Joy flows from God's heart. So let us stand and sing, "Take my life, Lord, let it be."
Thank you.
In our reading for Ephesians, the author reminds us that we are part of the community, the body of Christ together. We are called to speak the truth to each other and not to allow anger to last. Believers must put aside their selfish, harmful ways and instead work together and build up one another. The author teaches that the faithful are to imitate Christ with love and live in love with one another because Christ gave himself up for us. So we listen for God's word to us from Ephesians 4.
Ephesians 4, 25-5. Therefore, you must put off falsehood and speak truthfully to your neighbour. For we are all the members of one body. In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you still are angry. And do not devil a foofhood. Anyone who's been stealing must steal no longer, but must work, do something useful with their own hands, that they may have something to share with those in need. Do not let wholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up to according their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you sealed for the day of redemption. Get rid of all bitterness, rage and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ Lord forgave you. Follow God's example, therefore, as dearly loved children, and live a life of love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God.
Living it out. Do not deceive. Be truthful so that we can all rely upon each other. When you discover injustice, be angry, but don't lose your temper. Do what you can each and every day to foster justice, and do not become complacent, accepting, or indifferent. Strive for a society where all are cared for and can find fulfilling employment. Speak to others as you would God. Be truthful, encouraging, nurturing, that you may be a blessing to everyone. Acting contrary to this is to wound the divine spark within you. Strive after joy, happiness, peace, equity, praise, and compassion. Be courteous, sympathetic, and forgiving. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Endeavour to become more Christ-like, following God's way, brothers and sisters, children of God, living lives guided, inspired, and filled with love in praise and service of God. Amen. And a change to hymn for those who have got an order of service. Instead, we're going to sing "The Church is Wherever God's People Are Praising." And this version, it plays the whole tune through once, and then we'll join in. So we stand to sing "The Church is Wherever God's People Are Praising." The prophet Elijah is ready to give up in our reading from 1 Kings. He was persecuted by Jezebel, wife of Ahab the king, for Elijah killed the prophets of Baal who she worshipped. He was ready to give up and die. However, God made him get up and eat. Elijah did, then he lay back down again. God woke him up a second time, telling him to eat and to drink, because he had a journey ahead and he needed nourishment to make it. Elijah did so and had the strength to go on to Mount Horeb. So we listen to God's word to us from 1 Kings 19.
Elijah went a day's journey into the wilderness. He came to a broom bush, sat down under it, and prayed that he might die. "I have had enough, Lord," he said. "Take my life. I am no better than my ancestors." Then he lay down under the bush and fell asleep. All at once, an angel touched him and said, "Get up and eat." He looked around, and there by his head was some bread baked over hot coals and a jar of water. He ate and drank and then lay down again. The angel of the Lord came back a second time and touched him and said, Get up and eat, for the journey is too much for you. So he got up and ate and drank. Strengthened by that food, he travelled for 40 days and 40 nights, until he reached Horeb, the mountain of God. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Encountering God. Elijah is the prophet above all prophets, but even after the great success he has had defeating the prophets of Baal and ending a drought, all it takes is one threatening letter from the king's wife for him to flee in desperation. He journeys for a day into the wilderness, sits in the shade of a bush praying for God to let him die, and then curls up and goes to sleep. An angel, a heavenly being or messenger from God, wakes him up and offers him food. Elijah accepts these gifts with no comment or thank you and promptly falls back to sleep. He is awoken a second time, eats and drinks some more, and then sets off for 40 days and 40 nights to Horeb, the Mount of God. It is on that mountain that Elijah encounters the presence of God. Not in wind, earthquake, or fire, but in a sound of sheer silence. So, some lessons for church life. Firstly, negative feedback is disproportionately hard to hear, so always surround it with positives, encouragement, humility, and compassion. Secondly, sometimes you just need to stop and rest. Thirdly, fortunately, God doesn't always give us what we ask for, but does play a hand in offering us what we need. And finally, when we trust in God, we can go much further, in Elijah's case, 40 times as far, and can encounter God in a simple touch or in complete silence. Let us pray. Come apart from the busyness of family and work, and dwell in the presence of God, who is our source of being. May the silence which we now share, quietness, touch our need, refresh our courage, enlarge our wonder. We have all fallen short, and we've all been selfish at times. God knows this because God knows you and loves you despite your faults and shortcomings. God made us all a bit imperfect, and that's okay. We learn, we grow, we fail, we forgive. Continue to grow with God, to learn to do better, strive to do good, and know that you are not alone on this journey of faith. Forgive one another, and it shall go well with you. O Eternal One, whose message to us has always been that our relationship to you is inextricably related to how we treat our sisters and brothers, bend low your spirit this day and touch us with your presence. Wean us from our tendency to nurture perceived slights and to put hot coals to our anger. Wean us from all tendencies to take advantage of others for personal gain. Wean us from negativity and from becoming bitter whether or not we think we are justified in our feelings. Wean us from the all too human and common tendency to gossip about others and to slander them in any way. Wean us from carrying malice in our hearts and from giving in to anything that would poison relationships with others. God of all love and holiness, on this day of love and wonder, we are awakened to the mysteries of life that you create. As we give thanks to you for your wonderful deeds of love and grace, we pray for the human family, that we might be renewed and restored to love in your image. Hear our prayers for our earthly families and for those who journey alone, that we might establish within your church such a glowing love and acceptance that friendship might be strengthened and the joy of fellowship be known, that none may journey in loneliness. Help us, we pray, to be a strength to the friendship and romance that you kindle in the hearts of people who love, that relationships between them might blossom according to your will, and that homes of peace and grace would spring up in this age of selfishness and hate. Free us in love to serve our neighbours, especially as we consider the poor, the hungry, the oppressed and the ill, and help us to serve as agents of healing to our nation, which is struggling to regain its footing in a time of distrust, pain and upheaval. May we be empowered to make our communities, grounded in your love for your world, places of forgiveness and reconciliation, where love is practiced in practical ways in our dealings with others who need us and need you. Fill us with your Spirit as a people of faith, that we may serve you all our days and look forward to your heavenly feast of joy and love in Christ Jesus our Lord. Creator God, you call us to love and serve you with body, mind and spirit through loving your creation and our sisters and brothers. Open our hearts in compassion and receive these petitions on behalf of the needs of the church and the world. This day, living God, we hold before you the peoples of Ethiopia, Greece, Afghanistan, Syria, Iraq, Israel-Palestine. Holy One, hear our prayers and make us faithful stewards of the fragile bounty of this earth, so that we may be entrusted with the riches of heaven. Go with the God of gentleness into the world to offer passionate justice for all. Go with the bread of life into the world to share compassion with the needy in our communities. Go with the spirit of holiness into the world to speak the good news, even with our fumbling words. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. We stand to sing our closing hymn, Love Divine or Love's Excelling. Again, it's just the first line that's repeated in the introduction. Love Divine. Go out and imitate God, living in love. Put your hope in God's word and let your own words be truthful and constructive. May injustice rouse your anger, but never let anger cause you to fall short. Do not allow any room for evil. And may God always hear your voice. May Christ raise you to new life. And may the Holy Spirit nourish you in the life of love. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.
Yeah.